السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, hope you are in the best of health, Mufti Saab, and your trip is going well in Durban. You enjoying the fresh air, the beautiful waves of the sea. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala grant you siha and afia, and Allah grant you barakah in this trip, and may the ummah benefit at large. As Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful, beautiful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota and Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Muharram, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses number 51 and 52. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will happen on the day of justice, the day of judgment. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, and it will be blown into the trumpet. Who will blow into the trumpet? Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will inform the angels, the Malaika, to blow into the trumpet. And he, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, will be the one to blow. And thereafter that will be Qiyamah. And what will be the reaction and the response of people who are in Barzakh? Barzakh is the interspace. Interspace means that when people die, we enter into a new realm, and that is called Barzakh. You go to Cape Town and you see بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخُ اللَّهِ يَبْغِيَانِ, between the Indian Ocean and between the Atlantic Ocean, that there is a barrier there. So this barrier is between dunya, the worldly life, and the year after. So what will happen on that day? So when it will be blown, remember, into the trumpet, and that is by him, Israfil alayhi salatu salam, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ فَإِذَا, then suddenly, so they, the human beings, whom, so those people, مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ, who are buried in their graves, all their bodies were not retrieved, and they were in the ocean, in the river, there, all the bodies were cremated, they all will be formed, and then min al ajdas, from their graves or wherever else they are buried, ila rabbihim yansilun, they'll be rushing now towards Almighty Allah's mercy. Meaning, now is a time of accountability, now is a time for reckoning. People, tomorrow there will be accountability. Chapter number 21 and verse 1. So remember, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة مؤردون. The beginning of the 17th Jews. اقترب للناس حسابهم. The time for hisab, reckoning, accountability is coming nearer and nearer. But me and you, we are getting more and more involved in the worldly pursuit, in our careers, and we are now engrossed in that. And totally unmindful, one day there will be divine justice, and we will stand in the court of Almighty Allah alone. No barrister, no advocate, no attorney, no lawyer. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone will come individually, as mentioned in the ending of Surah Maryam, chapter 19. So we will have to account for our deeds, our actions, our speech. Therefore, the dua Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, O Allah, make our hisab, our reckoning easy for us. Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma, our honorable mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, asked, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hear you reciting this dua abundantly, profusely. Why? This example we are giving is just for our puny little brains. When we travel from here to Jeddah, to Medina, to Dubai, India, New York, London, wherever we go overseas, then or we come back, then you will find that when you go on an international trip, then you land at the airport, there's red light and green light. Green light, nothing to declare, you just walk. And red light, they will open your luggage, open this bag, open that bag. So that is a very good, easy example that will resonate with human being. So when hisab yasira, you just show your face and ask one answer, one, two questions, and you go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus. Read always the dua that we become maimans, proper maimans. Allahumma yammin kitabi, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, grant me my book of deeds in my right hand, my boarding pass in my right hand, chapter number 90. So you must remember that is Surah Balad, La Uqsimu Bihad al Balad, and verse number 18, Ulaik Ashabul Maymana. So Ulaik Ashabul Maymana don't mean you'll speak Maymun like me. It means you'll receive the book of deeds in the right hand, the boarding pass, and then is all the way success. So that is what our aim should be. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the other side, Man nuqisha uzziba. On the other side, once the interrogation starts, that person will be a failure and then dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid. So therefore, people will be racing and rushing ila rabbihim yansilun. And when they wake up and they see the horror and the terror of the day of justice, qalu, they, the people who were in barzakh, who were there, whatever the conditions were, they will say, ya waylana, woe to us. Man ba'athana min marqadina, who raised us up from the places we were resting in? So if a person is destined to go to Jannah and Paradise, when we are traveling, we are in transit, there are layover, visiting the first class lounge, visiting the business class lounge, we're so happy and relaxed. We know in 4 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, our flight will take us to our destination. And when a person is in jail, and now remember the court case is going to take place next month, next year, so he is in custody and is already in punishment, remember that. So that is what will happen to those people who are going to land up in Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid. When a person enters into Jannah, rahmatan wa fadlan min Allah, the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. And when a person enters Jahannam, Allah forbid, and the hellfire, and the inferno, then that is adlam min Allah Azza wa Jalla, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Now here there is one law of tajweed. Look at the Quran Sharif properly. We're supposed to be reading Surah Yasin daily before Fajr, after Fajr. We're supposed to be reading Surah Yasin daily at night also. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, before sunrise also, and remember, Qudiyat Hawa'ijuhu, that person's needs will be taken care of, the hadith in Sunan al-Darimi, and whosoever reads it at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time. Man qara'a Surah Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah, whosoever recites Surah Yasin at night, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then ghufir lahu, he'll be forgiven. So see ya, how much you read it. Qalu ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina, hadha ma wa'ada ar-Rahmanu wa sadaqa al-mursalun. After marqadina, sakta. You pause, and if possible, you don't break your breath, and then you continue. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ. So that is the best way of reading. But if you are old, you are a person who is suffering from short breath or something, that is different. But if you are a normal person, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, read, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. So that you call sakta. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. You see, various places in the noble Quran Sharif, you will find this here. So therefore, we should know what it means. Sakta in English, a pause. So what will they say when they wake up? Because that alam barzakh, the realm after death, and now after the day of justice occurs. So zameen asman ka farq hai, al farq bain al-thara wa suraya. It will be much, much worse, remember that. See what Quran Sharif says, all twos, chapter 22, verse 2. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. When you see the people on the day of justice, the day of judgment, you will think they're intoxicated and drunk. They're walking this way, that way. But they are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The punishment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is very, very severe on that day. Did you read the dua yesterday? Today, read now, O Muslim, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, O listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 194, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh, beloved Allah, do not humiliate, disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of reckoning. Why Qiyamah? لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِن مَقَابِرِهِمْ. We read Tahajjud Salat, we're going to read Fajr Salat, then we make Qiyam, we are standing. Every person will stand up on the day of justice, whether the body was retrieved or not in the ocean, river and dam, whether they were cremated or what have you. Cremating in Islam is totally haram. But remember, every person, male, female, adult, child, will feel justice. Animals also justice. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah Jalla Wala is the sole exclusive owner of the day of justice. Mamma atana min marqadina. Who woke us up and raised us up from this resting place where we were? هذا ما وعد الرحمن. This is what Almighty Allah has promised you. إن الساعة لآتية لا ريب فيها. This day of justice will come, and there's absolutely no doubt in it. It will come on a Friday. Which Friday? Nobody knows. To say 10th of Muharram Ashura is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif. It's not mentioned in any authentic hadith. It is the propaganda of the Shias who are kuffar. We need to be very clear on these type of issues. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And this is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. They were the ones who spoke the truth. Every messenger prophet came and they warned us. There will be two qiyamahs. How two qiyamahs? Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. When that person dies, the micro starts. His or her individual qiyamat has started already. And there will be the macro, and that is when this whole world will perish. Everybody, everything will be gone. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. Chapter 28, verse 88. Except him, Almighty Allah, the one and only exclusive Khaliq. Khaliq, he was, he is, he always will be the exclusive creator and malik and owner. And me and you and everybody else and everything else, we are makhluq. We have a starting, we have an ending, we will die, and then we will be resurrected. So wa sadaqa al-mursalun. So imagine, did we prepare for that day? So that day, when before we pass away, we should beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahumma ij'al خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, O our beloved Allah. Today, Saturday, the 6th of Muharram in South Africa, 1446, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, the 7th of Muharram, today, 1446, GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 281, Israel massacres over 70 people yesterday in Gaza. May Almighty Allah destroy these super terrorists and murderers and killers of prophets and messengers and baby killers. Where is the world? Where is United States? Where is United Kingdom? Where is United Nations? Where is the ICC? Where is the ICJ? All of them haramis. They are pigs. Remember, with lipstick on their lips. Remember that. That is what George Galloway said, and we echo his sentiments. That is the truth. If a Jutla had to die, if a white man had to die, and it was their country, see how much noise they make. Remember there in Ukraine, Putin attacked the hospital, Putin attacked the school, Putin attacked the children. But you are doing this for past 76 years, you haramis. America, the greatest super terrorist. Israel is illegitimate child and the illegitimate child of Britain and the Western forces supporting them. So that is what you see. The only solution, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Bibi Netanyahu, a reckless person. He wants to stay in power. He wants to keep his right wing there. And who are the biggest terrorists? Your Smotrich and your Ben Gvir and all of them. And he will not go for the hostage deal because then they will pull out and that will be the end of the government. So therefore, you must remember the only way is new elections and the Israeli Jutlas will have to march and march. And today, this evening, they will march again after sunset and there will be hundreds and thousands of them marching in different parts of Palestine and occupied Palestine. The Democrats are working out a plan to get rid of Biden that in this month, here, July, so then they'll have August, September, and October to prepare for the elections in November. But most probably, it seems that he's gone. He doesn't know whether he's coming or he's going. This is the curse of our martyrs in Palestine. Every baby, every person cursed there that has cursed Biden, has cursed the Israelis, and have cursed the Arab leaders who have become murtads and apostates, and they are the ghaddar and traitors to Islam and Muslims. Look at our masjid. Oh, Muslim, you know what happened here in Durban North to our mosque, our masjid, Masjidur Rahman. Allah alone protected it. Daily make dua. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifin. Allah protect Aqsa Mubarak. Allah protect all our masajid. To travel to Masjid Khalilur Rahman, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam and their spouses are buried. The Jutla stole this masjid after they murdered 70 of our people, Baruch Goldstein. The murderer and super terrorist dispatched to hell. He's already being roasted and toasted, the harami, and many others are waiting in transit. So this happened on the 15th of Ramadan, Saturday morning, like today, Fajr time. And they murdered 29 in the masjid, in the mosque while they were praying, Baruch Goldstein. And remember, after that, they stole half the mosque and now they want to steal the whole architecture. This masjid, according to ulama, was built during the time of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. And some say after that, but it was built by the jinnat. If you look at the big, big stones and the big, big, you must remember, panels that were used and so forth, no human being could pick it up. So it was the jinnats, you must remember. Now they want to change the architecture. It must look like a Jewish synagogue and so forth. These are haramis. They speak of peace, but it's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. How land grab can take place and they can steal more and more pieces of land. Israel, the Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel will have no defense when the war crimes are put to them because they are guilty as charged and there are no mitigating circumstances, so that is what is meant. B.B., the war criminal, the harami, Benjamin Ney, that was his original name. How many babies have you killed today, you mass murderer, you butcher of Gaza? So misusing the budget for his own ulterior reasons and motives, he has sinister, sinister motives. PTI, Pakistan Tahreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan's party, Imran is still in jail because the army and the crooked politicians, the haramis, they are biggest crooks. The Nawaz Sharif family and the Bhutto family, the ones who have destroyed Pakistan and its economy. So he, Imran Khan's party, won the right to participate in the reserve seats. If you know how it works in Pakistan, certain parties win certain seats and then they have reserve seats and most of it will go to the PTI, the Pakistan Tahreek-e-Insaf. Today, if they have free and fair elections and Imran is released, he will win more than 2/3. It'd be a landslide victory, but he is the only Pakistani politician who can tell Trump, who can tell Biden, and tell Europe, go to hell. I will not give you 1 inch of Pakistan, and you will not be allowed to attack the Taliban or any other Muslim country, for that matter, from the land of Pakistan. And they know they can't corrupt him. The rest of them, Maulana, no Maulana, how many they corrupted already, you must remember that. So therefore, it suits them to keep Imran Khan in jail. That is the fact of the matter. The French elite say if the left-wing government comes in and the taxes are increased dramatically, then they will emigrate and they'll be leaving France and they'll go to other countries and so forth. So France, remember, is facing huge challenges, but we wish it comes into power. First thing they will do in the first 2 weeks, they will recognize Palestine, alhamdulillah. All these Westerners, those whiteys, they speak of democracy, human rights, free press. So this is the question I'm posing. Microsoft is closing the Palestinians' accounts, whether it be Twitter, whether it is this, whether it is that, and all that. So where is the justice in that? You will see, I just sent out last week, if it happens in Ukraine, the heading will read something else. If it happens in Gaza al-Mubarakah, Palestine, it will be in different words. So whether it's BBC, whether it's The Guardian, all that we showed you. So always you must know how to read the news. Not just like a parrot, you just look at something and like a sheep and just follow the Pied Piper. You must know how to sift the things out between the truth and the falsehood. Always learn that as well. So Biden, the harami, totally mixed up at the NATO conference. In the ending, he said, now I want to introduce President Zelensky. He said President Putin, he made a fool of himself. And he is senile now. One man crazy. And both of them are morons. For this guy, Biden and Trump. So now he says, yesterday he said, Biden said, Putin is a murderous madman. Are you not a murderer, Biden? Who is the one when the whole world wanted a ceasefire? So you must remember there in Gaza, not once, not twice, but thrice, you the Americanos, you the Yankees, you the super terrorists, you the murderers, you all vetoed it. So who is the murderous madman? Yes, we don't say that Putin didn't kill people, but we admire him for that because he's causing you harm. You must remember that. He's putting your Ukraine to hell and sending your soldiers to hell as well. And we'd be very proud about that. Make no mistake, we have no empathy, sympathy for Americans, for British, or for Israelis when they are shot and injured and wounded. One settler, one bullet, one terrorist go to hell. That they are the real terrorists. So you all are bigger criminals compared to Putin. Turkey says there should be sanctions applied on Western Jerusalem, meaning on Israel and so forth, and what havoc they are running in the West Bank and so forth. We agree. Not only on certain parts of Israel, all of Israel, they should be sanctions. What they did to South Africa during the apartheid years. Modi of India with his rupees and Putin with his ruble, R&R, the currency. So they met, they embraced, and it was a very successful trip. So NATO members, America and Europe and all of them are very upset. Why? They wanted to give the world a message. See, NATO, 75 years, how strong and powerful we are. We have isolated Russia because of its aggression there in Ukraine. Then Modi pitches up. The same time the NATO conference is taking place and humiliates them. So he's telling the West, you go to hell. I trust Putin much more than I trust America. I trust Putin much more than I trust you, Europe, and you can't touch me. So that was good brinkmanship on your part, Modi. We don't say you are a friend of a Muslim, but what you did on this occasion, both of you, Putin is a master tactician and strategist, remember that. He's training of MBS up, he's training Modi up, he's training all these guys. I wish he can train our African leaders also, so they get rid of all their corruption and all their shenanigans and so forth. The lowest turnout in UK history, this elections that took place last week, Thursday, remember that. So your Starmer and Sunak and all of them, both haramis, I can't stomach any one of them. We despise them because they are not men of justice. So both of them want the genocide to continue there in Palestine. That are the statements they made very, very clearly. Imagine 90, not 90, that would be exaggeration. So remember, more than 65%, 63%, 62%, let's say 60% plus did not vote. So what does that tell you? So the empathy that the voters have lost interest and have no, it's a vote of no confidence in you, the Labour Party, or in you, the Conservative Party, and say both of you are haramis and both of you are hopeless and useless. So it's an indictment upon you. Imagine the Palestinians, they build a house, the Israeli army comes there, where's your permit? They'll never give them a permit. They tell you, now you must demolish this house. If we're going to demolish it, then you'll have to pay for it. Now the Palestinians have to demolish their own homes. This is your Israeli-style justice. The only language the Jutla Harami, the cursed nation, understands is one settler, one bullet. Every Muslim make dua. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al muhtalin. Ya Allah, you decimate them, and all these Arab countries and other countries helping them, America, Britain, France, Germany, and the whole happy lot. And the Arab countries were helping, Allah decimate the whole lot, haramis. Nigeria, a school collapses, minimum 16 students and pupils died. Another tragic story. Must be like South Africa. Some crooked guy got the tender and used inferior material, and now the school collapses and so forth. Look at Yemen. Oh, Muslims, oh, listeners, you will never see this in the Western press, in the Western media. For 40 weeks, 4-0 now, every Friday in Yemen, Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah to Yemen, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Regarding Najd, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked and requested make dua for them. He refused. He said, Hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil hadith in Bukhari Sharif. There the fitnas will come. Look at MBS and these haramis there. Look at what their politics is in Saudi Arabia currently. And the zalzala, and remember the earthquakes and the political earthquakes will take place. So all this you can see, 40 weeks consecutively, 1 million, that's minimum, people come out to march there in Yemen. And they say, we are marching for Palestine. We are marching for Gaza al-Mubarakah, and we will never accept it. Well done. Hani'an lakum ya ahla Yemen. We salute you from South Africa and other parts of the world. So remember that nobody will forget Palestine. Approximately 5,000 people forced to leave their homes in Cape Town. The wind and the rain and the storms are still lashing on. Allah make easy, protect everyone. Dalal belongs to that department, you understand? She belongs to the good party. But not good things are happening there, you must remember, in development and so forth. She says, I did not know. That's a common excuse of our ANC and politicians and ministers. Hayazi, la adri. I don't know. How much was gone missing? 300 million rand gone missing in cybercrime. Can you believe that? And the minister says, Hayazi, I don't know. So ANC, you're hopeless. Please. There was, remember, government of national unity, another hopeless. And Dalil was a minister even before this elections, remember that. Whole lot, you understand, 70s. See, I said on air, and I stand by my statement. You must remember, Ali Baba had 40 thieves. Here we got 400 thieves, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever. look at their wages, look at their perks, look at how many free air tickets they get. That's all they want. They just want to enrich themselves and enrich their families. Nobody is there to serve the nation. That's all just top, you know, talk or the top of the tongue. Nothing from the heart and so forth. So you must remember that this guy here, you must remember, who is in jail for 15 years. You see, they sentence him. His name, Matazuzi or whatever his name. So 15 years. So he made a plea bargain with the government. And he accused Malema and Shivambu of EFF and said they were fleecing the bank, the VBS, for millions and millions of rand. Now the NPA has threatened they might take action against Malema and Shivambu. Go read. That is our South Africa, you understand? Even the bank is bankrupt, you must remember, because of crooked politicians and so forth and so on. Inshallah, today Mona Khalid Yaqub will be on from 7 to 9. Mona Musa Lahir will be on with his majlis, inshallah, 2:30 to 3. Suleiman Esop will be on from 6 to 7 today with Naat Kirat, and then they will join us here in Chatsworth where Maulana Mubarak Khan is. He's a Mubarak, good person, mashallah, our student. He studied by me also. And we will be there in Chatsworth, Unit 2, inshallah. And that is, you understood, Masjid Iqbaliya, 7:15 Isha Jamaat, and then the program will be live on Radio Al-Ansar, inshallah, and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. We'll carry on with the Q&A now, Ma Salim Kareem, but one announcement, that when we finish 6 o'clock, I'll read my two sunnats, inshallah, for Fajr, the sunnat Muqadda. Then I'll make my way here, Ma Salim. There are three masajid in Spingo Beach. One is the old masjid where our Mawlana Harun was, rahimahullah, for more than 40 years as Imam. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and all our marhumin. And then the Darul Masjid where Mufti Saleh GNMA. And then just here at the bottom, they got Masjid Muaz bin Jabal, Dr. Kadwa, Allah reward him. So 10 past 6 is Jamaat Day, inshallah, today. So after that, we will have some nasiha and advice at Muaz bin Jabal after Fajr this morning. Zuhr time, my nephew, inshallah, Mawlana Ismail Kareem will take me to Kumas. And I don't know, I heard there's 12 and a half people there, 12 and a half men and 12 and a half women, small population. So anyway, therefore, I say half there, for instance, the children, and that I mean by that. So we will be there Zuhr time in Kumas, and that will be Jamaat Salat Day. Mawlana Ismail Kareem says it's 1 o'clock, so we'll be there, and tonight Chatsworth, inshallah. We have 15 minutes left, Mawlana Salim. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Mufti Saab, I have inherited abundant wealth. Can I open branches of hair salons for ladies only?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you alone are exclusively the only one to show, the most merciful one to show mercy is you, O Almighty Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. When a person inherited millions, billions of few rands, and now you want to open hair salons, not permissible. What are you going to do? You'll be cutting the hair, shaping the hair, styling the hair, using wigs, and Allah alone knows what and what. Quran Sharif teaches us two places, and always remember these verses. It will help us always in our life. Number one, Surah 5, Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate and assist with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate and assist with one another in sin and transgression. So this is sin and transgression, not permissible. Next one, Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. When Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah, he took various oaths. One oath he took, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. Look at Eve, goes for operation, wants to look like Steve. Steve wants to look like Eve, transgender they call them. And now the woman, they want to cut their hair so short. She wants to look like a male, and she wants to look like the air hostess, and look like this beauty queen, and so forth. All this haram. Hadith in Muslim Sharif. لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْوَاصِلَةُ وَالْمُسْتَوْصِلَةُ both parties are cursed by Almighty Allah, authentic hadith. The one who puts on the wig and on whom that wig and all that styling and what have you is put on. So all this is not permissible. Haram, absolutely. Do something halal, brother.
Mufti Sahab, we had a fallout as a family many years ago. I want to reunite our family to keep family ties. Is it advisable to invite the entire family to my house for Ashura?
Invite them in the weekend, Ashura, how are they going to come there? You must remember it's a weekday, Tuesday night is Ashura night, Wednesday is the day of Ashura. Invite them tonight, tomorrow, you must remember that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will reward you, and that is your intention. Is not riya and wasum'ah just to show off, but it is solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah states, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Surah number 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 114. Most conferences, meetings and all that, no goodness in them, except those people who give some charity, or ma'roofin, or they invite people for some good thing, and so forth. You invite them to the masjid, you invite them to the Darulum, you invite them to the istima now taking place in Newcastle on the 9th, 10th, 11th of August. Or islahim bayna nas, or you bring about reconciliation amongst the people. So do it tonight, do it tomorrow, lunchtime. So that's convenient for everybody. Those come, mashallah, those don't come, make dua for them. Maybe they got a valid reason, other commitments and so forth. Remember, it will be one of the greatest deeds if you can do that. Where there is islah, bayn al-nas. So yes, but don't do Ashura and all that. It's not a time for a jol and a party and all that. It's time for tawbah. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Taba Allahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhareen. Allah accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people and a nation, the Israelites, the Bani Israel, and Allah will accept the tawbah of people in the latter and future generations. Hadith in Tirmidhi, me and you should be making sincere tawbah Tuesday night, Wednesday, the day of Ashura. Allah give us tawfiq. We fast on the 9th and 10th, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Or we fast all 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for all of us.
Mufti Saab, why has men been given the rights to divorce his wife and not the other way around?
You know how women are emotional. So you must remember that you who ask this question, in your house, in your family, extended family, see how many maids have come and gone in your life. Every month, 6 months, the maid is changing. Why? Makoti is a funny lady, man. Some days she wakes up on the right side of the bed. Sometimes she wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And then she's unhappy with the husband, unhappy with the children. And then she blows her gasket and so forth. So because women are very, very emotional, you understood? So therefore, Islam ka naam jorna hai, na ke torna. We want to make the nikah and but not break the nikah. So Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah created us. So if you ask a question, you got the car parked in your garage, right? So now it is a diesel car. So it's written there only diesel. So you go ask Mercedes, BMW, Toyota, Nissan, hey, why can't I put petrol here inside? You see that? They will tell you, who the hell are you to come and tell us, we manufactured this car, you want to put petrol, buy a petrol vehicle. So similarly, yeah, Almighty Allah created us. He knows what is the best for us. And in the car on the dashboard, it shows you 5,000 kilometers, 2,000 kilometers left. You must bring your car in for a service. So why you don't ask the question, who the hell are you to tell me I must bring my car for service? It's my car. They're telling you for your own good and your car, but for the good, you understand, of the car and for you. So Almighty Allah tells us in Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 237, بِيَدِهِ أَنْ أُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ. So you must remember that. So that is, that بِيَدِهِ أُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ. So that is in his hand, is the knot of nikah. So remember that only he can give talaq. In one case, a woman can give talaq. You ladies, you know, now you're getting very smart and so forth and sharpshooters. So you are going to get married. So you tell the suitor or shooter, you know, understood, depending on how you want to call him. You're interested in my daughter. Okay, I will give my daughter to you, but you have to sign one contract. You say, Paji, what do you mean I must sign a contract? You say, okay, if you commit adultery, if you go on drugs, if you go on alcohol, you go busy with other women, then my daughter, your wife, will have the right of tafweez ut-talaq. Tafweez means that you're handing over and delegating the wife also, that she will also have the right of talaq if A, B, C crimes and sins are committed, major sins, and both parties agree, you sign their witnesses. So you, the husband, will also have the right of talaq, and we must remember that the wife will also have the right of talaq, provided both parties reach an amicable agreement. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he decided, after he married Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, in the second year of the hijrah, during the month of Ramadan, during the last 10 days, the nikah took place. And remember, she, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, was 15 years old and 5 months. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was approximately 24 years old. After some time, then he wanted to marry Jamila. Jamila is Muslima. And remember that she's a Muslim. But her father is Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham. So Sayyida Fatima was very upset and furious. She told her honorable father, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Ho hi nahi sakta, it can't happen. La tajtami'u bintu nabiyillah wa bintu aduwillah. The daughter of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my ladli, my sahibzadi, my Fatima radiallahu anha, and the daughter of the enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl, cannot come to you. You make up your mind, Sayyidina Ali. From there, we deduce this masla. He agreed, and so forth. You must remember that. Otherwise, the nikah will not be continued, and so forth. So remember that that is what happened. So if both parties reach an agreement, then you, the wife. But you can't come for petty reasons and say that I want to give my husband talaq because he's snoring too much, or this and all that, you understood? It must be something serious, adultery, or you must remember drugs, allegation, and all these type of things, alcohol, beating up, and wife battering, and so forth. So things like that. So then it will be permissible as well. And the Majlisul Ulama, go to their website, you will find it there. They got 101 million things there. So go to the Tafweez ut-Talaq. The whole document is ready made for you.
Mufti Saab, I want my own child. So can somebody be a surrogate mother on my behalf?
All haram. You see, you'll watch too many movies and you're worried all these nonsensical things. Mother, only one definition. From time immemorial, nikah, one definition. Adam and Eve, male and female. Now they changed it. They say, no, South Africa, 1994, 30 years ago, democracy came. They said, no, we must have human rights. So what is human rights? Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So now they allow gay, they allow lesbian, they allow normal, nominal marriage. So we condemned all this. It's absolutely haram and so forth. There to have Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve and all this. So similarly, mother is one only. My mother is one. Your mother is one, our biological mother. You can't go tell another lady she must fall pregnant and give their child to you. What will happen after 50 years? You won't even know who's the mother and who's the father, and what will happen? You'll start committing incest. So Islam condemns all this in the strongest terms. You must remember that absolutely haram. And this is all money-making gimmicks and be-hayai and be-shirmi. Islam will never allow. It's one form of prostitution, this type of thing. Just like the press today. Which media did you see? They told you in Yemen for 40 weeks, 1 million people are coming out and protesting, demonstrating. And every week on a Friday, minimum is 1 million people. They don't tell you this because they're just like a woman who's a prostitute, they're prostitutes. So here also, surrogate huda is prostitution and got no place in Islam.
Mufti Saab, I have a tough job at a restaurant manager. Do you think it's advisable for me to quit my job and become a Molana? Will where will my income come from?
I want to ask you two questions before I answer. Number one is this restaurant, you are the top shop manager, you are the CEO, you are the FEO, and Allah alone knows how many EO you are. So my brother, do they serve and do they sell wine and swine? If they are selling wine and swine, which is most probably, remember then for you to work there, manager there is all haram. Your income is tainted and polluted as well. So you must remember your next question you asked me from where paisa. The whole world rotates around the money. So you must remember Quran gave us the answer. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, the chapter on divorce, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whosoever adopts taqwa, Allah will open up doors for him, make a way out for him, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you such a risk. Remember, Allah will open so many doors you never anticipated. When I was in Darulum, Newcastle, there I stayed 20 years, I resigned. Mausema told me, "Me phag deta ho." I got Quran in front of you. You believe, you don't believe, your mercy. But you say, I'm tearing up your resignation. I said, "Maulana, aapki mercy you can do, but me, I'm going now." So he asked me, "Where are you going?" I said, "I don't know." So Maulana couldn't believe, this guy is crazy, you know. He resigned, he doesn't know. Then after that, Channel Islam started. I started the programs there with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Then after 17 years full day, then I resigned. You understood? And then I didn't know. Then Capital came on board, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team and so forth and see. So that is Allah. You must do for the love of Allah. And then you see how Allah will open so many doors for you. But we must Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Maasalim Kareem. Speak to you Monday morning. Allah reward you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.